Welcome to a surprise edition of the Jay and Rob Toy Show. What is going on? How are you? Where have we been? What have we been doing? Why have we left you stranded? Why didn't we advertise this surprise appearance? Because if we advertised, it wouldn't be a surprise. And all the other answers, you're going to have to wait until I get my comrade, the wheelie, to my Grimlock. And he's going to love that analogy, Mr. Jay Bartlett.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
There he is.
I think what? I'm the only one who doesn't hate wheelie. What's wrong with wheelie?
I don't hate wheelie. But
okay, there's two of us that don't hate wheelie.
Yeah, but we have a pair, is what I'm saying. When I do these introductions, we have the pair, and I just didn't think you'd love being wheelie.
Grimlock's a dum-dum. I don't want to be him.
All wrong, no brain. Dumb. Me, Grimlock, title butt leader. Huh?
I'm not imitating wheelie. Okay, I just decided to hate him.
Come on, do it. You can do it. You can see it. Here I am. Chee-chee-chee.
Cuckoo's nest. Oh, but he's not very articulated.
Oh, you're talking about the 86 stuff. Okay, well, we will get to some toy talk, of course. This is a surprise edition of the Jay and Rob Toy Show. We've been on hiatus for quite some time. It's been a while since we've had a rendezvous with everybody, and I won't apologize for not announcing in advance. I didn't know if this was actually going to come together. It wasn't until yesterday that Jay was fully uploaded to the Matrix with his 5G telecommunications vaccination, so I didn't know if this would connect as normal.
Pfizer and Moderna, it sounds like a cop show from the 70s, does it not?
It sounds like some sort of G.I. Joe Transformer crossover.
Yeah, like you, we both have our first dose, and we're both lucky enough to feel fine after. So, yeah, I won't get into the whole virus and all that thing, man, but you can attest to this going there with your family as well. When you sit down in that chair, I had so many thoughts going through my mind, like, wow, this is all built up to this moment. And I felt incredibly grateful. And all the healthcare workers there at Mount Bridges were just amazing. So thank you.
Yeah, it feels like I can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, for everybody that's watching or listening that is outside of Canada, what you might not know is Canada is delaying the time between doses. So it's a two-dose mechanism, of course, for Moderna or Pfizer or even AstraZeneca. And in Canada, there's a four-month gap between your first and second shots. That's right, 4 months. It may come down a little bit with our supply increasing in Canada, but it's not like in the U.S. where it's about 4 weeks or even less now between the shots. So we've got a four-month gap between our two shots. And Jay and I think, had them within about 2 weeks of each other, if I recall. So we will be on the other side of that that bridge soon enough. Now, Jay, you don't have kids. I have kids. I still have to wait for my kids to get vaccinated before I can return to living life normal, because even if I'm fully vaxxed, I could have something on me and give it to them. So I'll be continuing to mask up until they're sorted. But I tell you, what a relief it is to not be guessing when it's going to happen. Like, everything's just starting to line up. There's actually a plan in place, and it's all important for this show because we get to go do what we want sooner, and we can predict when that's going to happen.
Yeah, I really want to get back out shooting and even taking it, you know, step down, just getting out there and going to toy stores again, doing anything normal, really. I really miss going to the pub and being social with friends. And I mean, wind the clocks back, you know, last June, we were all still terrified. And I mean, I'm still very cautious about things, but I can't believe it's been a year and 3 or 4 months later. This has just been a crazy journey. And I'm very grateful again that you and I have our shots, Rob, and your family does. And we can move on. We can somewhat get back to normal life. I don't think things will return to normal completely until next year, which I'm fine, because the last thing I want to do is jump out there right away, you know, with blinders on. So
Yeah, I think there's going to be like step one is getting both shots. And step two is, you know, making sure those around us are protected. So we'll continue to wear masks to be considerate of other people that might not be as fortunate, whether they decide to get vaccinated or not. We still have to do our best part to protect them. And then there'll be the whole gray area of businesses that allow it, that don't allow vaccine proof. And of course, we deal with travel internationally and how that will go. So like you said, it'll still be a while before things resume. Like we remember, you remember those days. It'll be nice to get barely out there and yeah,
barely. And I'm like you, where I don't really leave the house much. I took a trip to Heroes a couple of weeks ago and got some really cool comic books. But even at that, you know, here in London, you can't go into stores right now. So, you know, it was curbside. So I got to talk to Glenn and Brom via the door. And it's a strange time. But once again, I can't thank everybody enough. The Mount Bridges, whatever it was, the medical center, whatever I went to, and wherever you went, Rob, like, it's just absolutely awesome. And I feel powerful. I'm anxious to share my powers with everybody. I saw a glimpse of them today. I have the ability to super collect. I can go out and spend even more money on these things.
It's amazing how much
money you can spend. First power.
It's amazing how much money you can spend while not going anywhere. Usually the trouble was leaving your house and going to stores, but oh no, my friend, it is much easier to spend money sitting around and looking to acquire, looking to fill shelf spaces and design that.
Let me ask you something, because we've been doing the majority of toy shopping the last year and a half online. Do you feel like really empty when you don't have a package coming from eBay, like a toy package? Because I'm at the end of all my shipments. I think I'm getting something from our buddy John, but besides that, I don't have anything coming, and I feel like really empty. I want to order something maybe after.
That's a good segue, because I felt that way going into us filming the Jay and Rob Toy Show in March. Just up around the same time, we kind of put things on hiatus. And I've been so busy finishing and delivering that series that I haven't had a chance to really buy anything since then. But you will notice over here, and kind of the impetus for part of the surprise is I've finally got some more packages in the mail.
Nice. I've got something too for later that I've been holding on to. So I'm anxious to show that off.
And so I think I know what's in these packages, but I don't know for sure. And we'll figure out which one that I'm going to open for Action Figure Spotlight. But I thought, well, you know, I can't have a dolly and not showcase my dolly shelf. I got to show the shelf. Got to keep telling people that my shelf is good. I'm living shelf life. Take a shelfie, share a shelfie, send a friend a shelfie.
Easy.
Listen here, Letterman Mike. You got a little bit of an upgrade, a new webcam, a new microphone. What happens? I go off the air and things suddenly get better.
Can you tell with the mic? Because I got it and I don't really notice the difference that much.
It's okay, first of all, you're not a mouth breather anymore. At least I can't hear you breathing into the mic anymore. So that part is way better.
That's great. I am a mouth breather, and I don't have a stupid headset anymore because I couldn't stand wearing that. My hair, Rob. My hair wasn't the same.
I'm just glad you've still got the scarf on. That is integral at this point in the summer at 30 degrees Celsius outside. I'm so glad your neck is protected from the elements. Heaven forbid sunshine take your neck.
No. It's June. I almost had the fire on for ambiance, but I didn't. It's June 2nd, and I got my scarf. Mm. I'm ready for the summer sweats. Look at all these wonderful people in the chat. Holy cow.
Yeah, we've got Nico, we've got Scott, we've got Bill. You guys are awesome. Thanks for checking out this unsolicited, unadvertised, super surprise edition of the Jay and Rob Toy Show. We're just talking. I do have some topics, of course. I did mention the Jay and Rob Toy Show. This is our next effort that is going to be released. Are you ready? Big news for Danny whenever he gets around to watching this. Big news. Should we save the big news for later, or should we tell it now?
I think let's start off with a bang. Let's do the big news.
The big news is you'll get it at the end of the episode. The big news is the Jay and Rob Toy Show will broadcast. Its premiere date is June 16th on Super Channel Jinx Esports TV in Canada. Our Patreon backers, you're still out there. I communicated with you recently. I love you. Oh, I miss you from talking to you weekly. You're going to start getting access to that very, very soon, and we'll be dropping episodes frequently so that, again, just like Action Figure Adventure and all the Kickstarter backers, you get it a little bit in advance of everybody, of course. On the Action Figure Adventure side of things, we have been in a little bit of limbo, Jay. You know this. I know this. There's Danny. He's finishing up his lunch break right now. Good to see you, Danny. We've been holding on news for Action Figure Adventure because we hit some technical glitches. Action Figure Adventure, more big news. That's two shots, just like the COVID vaccine. Two shots of big news will be on Amazon Prime very soon and Apple TV for digital purchase. It was supposed to be last week. You saw on our Action Figure Adventure Facebook page, we teased big news coming. Danny got excited in particular. He was ready to go power on Tuesday. Didn't happen. He couldn't quite turn into Captain Power on Tuesday when it was supposed to happen. But we are waiting. We don't know what the technical problem is. It's literally in Amazon's hands and Apple's hands, and we're waiting for both of those things to happen for the series to go live around the world. So right now, it's been limited basically on Super Channel in Canada. It rolled out on Sky in the UK and in South Africa and a few other places through Jinx International. But now, Action Figure Adventure is coming to Amazon Prime. So anybody with a Prime Video subscription is going to be able to check it out. And I should say, as well, the Blu-ray. Ooh. There is, I believe, 4 in stock at Big Bad Toy Store. That's all there is. And then I don't know if they're going to decide to reorder or not, but that's your last chance to probably get Action Figure Adventure Blu-rays, at least until we look at doing a second season of AFA. What do you think about a second season of AFA, Jay? Is that something that we should just not even talk about because it would be so far away at this point, or how do you feel about that?
I want to go bigger. That's all I've been thinking about is, you know, I'll never give anything away. I still don't give away stuff from Nintendo Quest, but I want to go bigger with this one. I've got some new strategies that I've been planning because there's been plenty of time to sit and think. So yeah, I think it's time to up the budget. I think it's time to just go bigger, and that's all I'll say. I'm really pumped, man. I can't wait to get on the road with you and the crew again, and maybe visit some old friends, maybe visit some old stores, and definitely check out some new ones. Depending on where you decide we should go, I'm counting down the minutes. Actually,
I'm gonna put you on the spot with a key ingredient of Action Figure Adventure, and that's the auction. There's lots of dolly hunting stuff out there. There's lots of different shows that talk about collecting action figures and looking at collections and meeting people in the community and hearing the history and gathering opinions. I think what truly makes Action Figure Adventure as special is the way we tackle those subjects. And of course, the fact that your journey has an endpoint, and that is the auction, the ultimate action figure auction, where you see if all the decisions that you've made and sweated over every second that you're in the store trying to buy your dollies actually pays off. Will it pay off? What are you going to do differently for season 2 if we get to happen? How are you going to handle the auction? COVID forced us down a path to do the auction in ways that we didn't expect. That's not necessarily what could happen if we do season 2. How would you handle the auction?
I definitely, and am I allowed to talk about the original plans we had?
Sure.
Yeah, I would like to do a really, really giant size live auction. I don't know if that would necessarily be in town here, but you know, we could have guests that were in season 1. We could have panels. I would almost want to make it like a little toy convention kind of thing. I think that would be really cool. I think it would be a lot more exciting. And you know what? You and I talked about it for months. We did the best we could with what we had, and we were literally, our hands were tied. And I think it turned out really well. But to have that in-person live element, I think, is a must. I think that's just going to generate more excitement for the actual auction.
It's so hard, though, right? Because I agree with everything you're saying. At the same time, we knew we hit audiences that would have never been able to travel that were interested in the items and, you know, eventually won the items for season one.
Yeah.
And so I'm always caught between the spectacle and the passion that happens in the moment at a live event versus the target reach of your audience, like how much you can stretch it out there.
I wonder if there's a way that you could do online and in person at the same time. I'm going to have to check into that, because that would be cool if you could have online bidders at the same time. I don't know if eBay would be the right forum for that, but you could have online bidders at the same time you would have, you know, a convention full of people kind of thing. I don't know. But I definitely want to go bigger for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure the technology is out there. I mean, at the very least, one simple way you could do it, just a rudimentary way, is if you did it on our Facebook page. If you had an item up and it's basically bidding down there,
yeah.
you could have it unfold in a room so anybody that has a cell phone and a Facebook account could be bidding right there, and we could comment on it and call out the person that bid. You know, Danny Valente bids, you know, $300 on mint on card Captain Power. And
Captain, you know, Power, but there. Captain Power, but, Captain Power.
But Danny wouldn't have to be there either. He could be, you know, in California or wherever he is as well.
Yeah. One, you know, obviously with what happened with COVID, that lets so many of us down auction wise. But I really think having the items on display would just generate more excitement. I really think that it would just generate more revenue. I really do. So, I mean, I'm really hopeful that can happen whenever we get the green light to do season two. That's my focus. And myself hunting, I want to go bigger. You know, that's me. I want to get the best stuff. And I've been thinking lots. I'm not going to say anything, but I definitely want to go bigger.
Well, your time to check out Action Figure Adventure is upon us. If you weren't a Kickstarter backer, if you didn't get the Blu-ray at Big Bad Toy Store, you can still get it. I think there's four copies, but it's on Jinx Esports TV, and it's coming to Prime and Apple TV very soon, literally any day now. Just look for it on the platform of your choice, and hopefully it'll be there soon. I can say now publicly that Action Figure Adventure was acquired by the Nacelle Company, which of course made what infamous and celebrated toy show, Jay?
One that we're huge fans of, The Toys That Made Us. Such a fantastic series. And you and I have both watched both seasons of that multiple times because it's just fantastic. So when you came to me and you told me this news a while back, I was like, holy crap. That's really cool.
Yeah.
To be associated with that, you know,
it's really cool. And Nacelle came on board about a year ago, over a year ago now, and we were asked to keep it under wraps, keep it secret. And it's just been like the thing that we don't talk about, that, oh my God, the guys that made The Toys That Made Us see, you know, potential in our project. And now it's like, what better partner? And of course, this Toy Store Near You is another series that they do. It's just, mm-hmm. you couldn't ask for a partner that understands the space better. Sometimes you get a distributor, they just want your title to throw it out there and make, you know, their cut off of it and nothing more. But these guys are doing a great job with their titles. I firmly believe they'll do a great job with our title. And it, yeah, it's exciting. So yeah. Any day now, it's coming out. And the Jay and Rob Toy Show, like I said, June 16th. It's going to be on Super Channel, Jinx Esports TV in Canada only right now exclusively. Unless you're a Patreon backer, then you'll get access to it as well. We're looking at other places for that series as well. I believe it's Wednesdays, every Wednesday on Jinx at 7:30 p.m. It'll be rolling out for 10 weeks. Any thoughts you want to talk about for the Jay and Rob Toy Show, the TV edition?
The thing that sticks out the most is that I've said this before on other shows, but by the time I knew what we were doing, it was almost time to wrap up production. And that's how it goes with all the stuff we do. You're just so involved in the moment and enjoying it so much. And I remember you texted me, you're like, all right, I'm only two more episodes left and we'll do a double, you know, Star Wars one or whatever it was. And I was like, what do you, that's it? Right. And it is different because, you know, you shot in your house, I shot in my house, and we couldn't be together. So we had Dave here shooting me, and you did all your stuff on your end. So the production was very small. It turned out just fabulous. But besides the production being really small, it's just crazy how fast it went. And I enjoyed every second because I love doing this podcast. So being able to do it in a professional setting and just how wonderful it turned out. I'm super excited for all you guys out there to check it out. You want to watch two grown baby boys talk about dollies, you know, in 4K, baby, then check it out. It's going to be awesome.
And I'll do some heavy lifting for Jay because Jay has, you know, said he didn't want to watch the final cuts. He wanted to kind of watch it as the audience watched it week by week. So he really only remembers.
And I got in trouble for that. I did. That's on me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's yeah. Jay's fault. He didn't want to kind of jump ahead. But, you know, it's not just Jay and I talking like this. Of course, you get a lot of that, but you get the cutaways to the things that we're talking about. But you also get toy room tours. You get industry insights, which are interviews with people that work in the toy industry. And you get some collector conversations as well that break it all up. And if you were a backer of Action Figure Adventure, you will have seen some of that stuff, but not all of it for sure. So it's really cool to be able to share that stuff and repurpose some of it and add it to what we're doing with the Jay and Rob Toy Show. And I truly hope that the numbers are there and it makes sense for us to do season two, because like Jay said, once we started really figuring out what was going on, it was over. And now that it's over and I've been spending like literally every single day working on it and delivery and different components of it, now that it's kind of done, it's like I know exactly how I would do season two and what we could do and make it work, and the machine gets, you know, more sophisticated. So that is super exciting to me that there could be more stuff. And we're still, you know, figuring out five favorite figures. In Ontario, it's still locked down. It's hard for us to do any production right now. So it's really uncanny, Jay, that we got the Jay and Rob Toy Show off the ground for that sliver of a window when things were open and not locked down, got it produced and in the can. And then, you know, the Iron Curtain came down and it was like, oh my God, you know, everybody stay in, martial law and all that.
Literally weeks. And we were talking about going into production for five favorite figures and none of us were really super comfortable, so we just had to put it on hold, unfortunately, because a lockdown's a lockdown, and you know, you gotta do what you're told at the time to keep everybody safe. I firmly believe that the government of Canada has our health, our best health at interest, so I'm glad we held off.
Yeah, I'll be glad when we can actually shoot it if the conditions allow that to happen. It's a bit of a different beast than the TV version of this, so lots to consider there. But, you know, it's been 2 months almost since we've done a proper show together, I think, and been 2 months since we've talked toys. And the toy news doesn't stop just because we do, Jay. There's been a lot that has happened, you know. Jesus, there's been so much. I mean, we've got TMNT Ultimates Wave 5 was announced and shown and gone up for pre-order. There's the whole PowerCon pre-order fiasco, some people would say. There was Mondo's Keldor and Hordak offerings that have transpired as well. And there's some Transformers 86 figure news. Do you want to touch any of those or just sweep it under the rug and call it a day?
Yeah, I mean, before we go further, publicly, I want to congratulate you for your outstanding success on Faking Filmation.
That happened.
Just awesome, dude. Like, you guys just crushed it. Like, so awesome. And the He-Man community is so strong. I think it's one of the strongest toy communities out there. And I know that it's not just about Masters of the Universe, but it's such a strong community and friendly community, which is the complete opposite of Star Wars, which is my big one, right? I don't see many He-Mans bickering at each other about much, but anyway, man, yeah, I want to talk about all the news, but congratulations. That's fantastic. I'm proud of you guys.
We got lucky where I think, again, it was just the right time, the right place, the right project. Very fortunate. James and I are very excited to, you know, craft this. Again, a bit of a holding period because of COVID and when we can actually start, but there's lots to do. In fact, you know, one of the things I was doing earlier was going over this book again, which is the Filmation Generation, which is kind of Lou Scheimer's story and how he started and the people that he was with and worked with and where he came from. And Andy Mangles, who helped write this with Lou, he's on board the project, of course. And just, it's a great read and it's, you know, good to go back. You should definitely check it out, but Yeah, very fortunate we hit that. And tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this, tomorrow we're going to open up our second chance campaign. So if for some reason you missed our first Kickstarter campaign on Indiegogo, we'll be offering you a chance to get the DVD, the Blu-ray, or the digital copy of that stuff. None of the other special perks or anything like that, but it'll be your chance if you missed it. And we have people, because of taxes and the timing of the month when things ended and when bills came out, that they just couldn't participate. And you know what? It happens. So this will be another chance for them to get involved, and just thankful for the support from everybody to get us to where we did. And, you know, it's going to be a good film.
Well, hey, that is fantastic news for everyone out there. So yeah, guys, be watching for that. You have a list of a lot of announcements that have come out. I'm anxious to get into that because I got some pretty heavy opinions on some of them. So you start where you want to start, and I'll fire off my 2 cents.
We got to talk PowerCon and those offerings. Yeah. So this was like probably like the craziest whirlwind 180 situation that happened. PowerCon is known for the last, I think, 3 or 4 years to have exclusive figures, which have always been cool. Who doesn't love a convention exclusive, especially a small convention, but for a big brand like Masters? When I say PowerCon is small, it's not like Comic-Con. It's a good size convention, but it's not like crazy where tens of thousands of people come. It's an awesome communal intimate thing, and to get, you know, an exclusive figure is really awesome. So they announced, you know, Faker and Duplicat as a 2-pack. They announced the Evil Horde pack, which was Filmation blue skin Hordak, a darker face Grizzlor, and a Crimson Trooper and a Dark Horde Trooper. And then they had the Spirit of Grayskull pack, which was the tentacle coming out of the grate, the Alcala Spirit of Grayskull, and then the robot figurine from the cardboard cutout of the original Grayskull. So those were the three things that they announced. And well, then they went on sale, Jay. And then they were not available.
You sent me the text because we were kind of watching out for each other there. And I got mine through Big Bad Toy Store. I didn't even go on the PowerCon site. I tried, the one I wanted the most was the Grayskull pack, because if you can believe it, I still don't have the Origins Grayskull. I can't find it anywhere. Anyway, but I wanted that, so when eventually I get Castle Grayskull, I can add that. I wanted that. Faker was cool, but you know my love for the Filmation Hordak. So I was able to snag the Horde and the Faker, and that was it. The Grayskull one was, I think, the first one to go. At least I clicked on it and it was gone. But anyway, let's talk about the craziness. It was literally less than 5 minutes. I thought it was like ordering Pearl Jam tickets or something. I was like, what is going on here?
I can't remember a rush for action figures like that anytime recently.
This whole line, this whole Origins line is crazy. And I don't know if it's just the way the Facebook algorithm is going lately, but that's all I'm seeing. It's just people are this line has exploded. It's turned out to, you know, it started off as a nice little nostalgic trip, and we're all kind of waiting for the Kevin Smith figures, the Kevin Smith Show figures. But this line has exploded.
It's got a lot of support. And you know what? Yeah. I'm not a fan and I hate it. I'm not going to collect it.
But I was on my phone.
I was on my phone at 11:58, 11:59.
I was like, why? Because you can't say no, right? Because you can't. Like,
no,
it's...
no. I can say no to certain figures, but if I have the opportunity to get something that I think is cool.
But you don't like the line. I don't understand.
I don't have to own the whole thing. I don't want
to say that you don't like the, I don't like the entire line. Would lead me to believe that it doesn't matter what comes out, you'd be like, I don't want that because it's part of that
Jay,
line.
I'm not so rigid. My opinion isn't so set in cement that I can't be swayed here and there. I'm allowed to change my opinion. I'm a grown man.
No, you're not.
You know what?
This is dollies. This is serious stuff, dude. When we're talking dollies, you have one opinion and you can't change your mind. That's it.
Once you set your shelf in motion, you can't go backwards. I was on PowerCon's website at noon Eastern Standard Time, which is 9 a.m. Pacific, when it went on, and it wouldn't load. I'm like, is something wrong with my internet? I literally unplugged my internet, connected again, went on LTE on my phone trying to connect and I couldn't do it. And I knew they were a Big Bad Toy Store, and I went and checked, like, oh, geez, the prices are there. But Big Bad Toy Store is pre-order, right? So they don't charge you until it ships. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to snag everything that I can get, and then at least, you know, tie it as a pre-order to my account, and then I'll go back to PowerCon, their site, and see what I can get, and then get rid of the Big Bad Toy Store stuff since it was more expensive. Well, I couldn't get on PowerCon at all. And the second I put my Big Bad Toy Store order in and saw that they were there, that's when I texted you. And the fact that it went from me texting you where I got all three items to you could only get two in like 30 seconds blew my mind. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't get the Grayskull package? And then when I went and looked, both Grayskull and Faker were sold out.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to shout out to Lisa. Thanks for illegally watching, and Danny. And you see Lisa's shirt she's wearing too? That's a pretty slick shirt.
Oh, that's the illegal shirt that you gave her, the screen wardrobe we need back for season two.
That wasn't screen worn. That was not screen worn.
It was screen worn for your cutaways.
All the cutaways. I thought you meant for the hunting parts. I'm like, I'm not going to wear the name of the show we're
in. We have to. This isn't a concert, Jay, where you don't wear the band.
Price
you
go to is see. Right.
This is our show. This is our show. We have to wear it. So Lisa, unfortunately, you've worn it once. Now wash it. Send back his dolly shirt so we can go hunting again. Thank you very much. I'm glad we understand each other. There will be no further discussion on the matter. What were you saying, Jay?
Typical McCallum. We were discussing the Hordak pack. And what was the price on the Hordak pack? It was crazy.
Yeah, it was several hundred dollars. I think it was like $229.
Couple hundred US. Yeah, like that's like $270, almost $300.
Yeah, $150 on PowerCon and $229, I think, on Big Bad.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking Big Bad prices because the PowerCon site, from what I understand, crashed or lagged or people couldn't get on it. So I just went right to Big Bad. So we don't have a Horde Trooper yet in Origins. So, and we're not getting a standard Horde Trooper. In this set, it's, you know better than me, they're multicolored troopers. So I was kind of a little bit irritated. I just wanted like a couple of the gray regular ones, right? And the Hordak, I'm a sucker for the blue Hordak, the Filmation Hordak. So I just did it. And what's great about pre-ordering at Big Bad is that you can put it in your cart, you check out, and then you still have months until it gets released. And then they tell you your item is about to ship. So that's your last chance to kind of cancel it because they don't. They don't bill you until the item ships. So I'm like, might as well, and I'm gonna think about it. You know as well as I do, I'm gonna get it. But
well, you could always cancel your pre-order right now, Jay, and let somebody else have it.
No. But no rule of two on this one.
Yeah.
Sucks. Same with the what's the Origins Keldor.
Oh, yeah. The Rise of Evil.
Rise of Evil. That's it. Thank you. The Rise of Evil. I want to take those guys out, and nope, can't do it, especially since you can't get that in Canada. So yeah. That was another eBay exclusive for me. But
yeah, that's an interesting point, though. No rule of two, because Big Bad Toy Store had a limit of one per customer on everything. Because I went back to get another Faker so that I could take that's it out right, of the package and have it loose. PowerCon had a limit of three. For purchase there. And yeah, you're right. PowerCon site got hit by traffic. The server came up like, you know, a half hour later, then everything sold out within 20 minutes, which compared to earlier years, it took weeks for it to sell out. Like last year, the Lord of Power, you know, five figure set, it was like several months before it sold out. And then it was still on Big Bad Toy Store for months. Same with Origin She-Ra on the Princess of Power packaging. That took a long time to sell out. So the popularity of that line has skyrocketed. But I think our good friends at Toy Power Podcast in Australia, you know, astutely mentioned that with the Rise of Evil 2-pack getting so much popularity and attention online in the weeks leading up to PowerCon, people jumped on the PowerCon exclusives so that they wouldn't be in the similar situation that they were with that Kronos Keldor Rise of Evil 2-pack.
Yeah, so I'm looking at my Origins figures on the wall, and I can't. Yeah, Wave 5 just came out, so that's with Lords of Power, Merman, and the 2002 Evelyn. I'm super excited because now I see that Mattel is doing He-Man versions from all the different lines. So Origins was cool on its own, but I'm like, okay, here's a reissue of Beastman, Trapjaw, blah, blah, blah. But now they're doing these crazy characters like Keldor and stuff like that. So now I'm like, yep, I'm fully on board. And the figures themselves, I've said this in all my YouTube videos for Origins, they're $14.99 Canadian, even cheaper in the US. And that is so reasonable that even if you bought one to open, one to keep in the box, that's still less expensive than a Marvel Legends or a Black Series figure.
Yeah, it's crazy affordable, which is nice. I'm still not sold on the overall line concept. I will pick and choose stuff. I like the origin side of it, like the Keldor and Kronos stuff. If we get more interesting, unique characters like that, like the Prince Adam He-Man 2-pack from San Diego Comic-Con, the official launch of it with that Prince Adam that looks different. I think that's a really cool take on the character.
So awesome.
And now they're, you know, reissuing He-Man and Skeletor with the vintage heads instead of the newer heads too. I think that's going to drive a lot of people to pick up those figures as well and make those peg warmers that are all over the US more desirable too.
You know, what's great about that is that the vintage head comes with the Battle Armor He-Man. And there's a pamphlet in every Origins figure that you unfold and it shows you the body parts you can take off. So they encourage you to swap parts out to kind of make your own character, which I think is just friggin' fantastic. Because how many times when we were kids do we take the arms off? The only thing that came off the He-Man figures was the arms and kind of make our own guy, right? So that's really cool. So you can take the original He-Man that came out from 2020 and put on the Battle Armor original head. So you can have like a full vintage He-Man in the origin style. Now that's awesome.
Even Prince Adam's head from Prince Adam and the Sky Sled, which is now discounted throughout the US to $15. Yeah. Taking Prince Adam's head off and putting on the He-Man figure, the buck there, even I think is a better match too as well. At PowerCon 2 years ago, the panel with Mattel said, you know, we like that people are swapping these. I mean, the Masters of the WWE Universe has a lot of the same interchangeable parts, and you buy some of those figures, they come with some cool armor that fits really well with the master stuff as well, to again give you a unique, easy customizable kind of kit mash experience, which is, you know, really clever on Mattel's part. They have basically two lines they're supporting with the same kind of molds, and they're cross-pollinating a bit, which is really nice. Which is just as successful as the Studio 86 stuff for Transformers. That line is amazing, right? They can't do any wrong, Jay.
I went to pre-order Wave 2. It was announced the day before. I went to pre-order them, and they were sold out.
What?
Yeah. So I'm not too happy. And the characters in Wave 2, I don't think are anything super special. That's just my opinion. They put Slag out and give Daniel with him, because everyone wants Daniel. I don't want to say no one necessarily cares about Slag, but no one really cares about Slag, right? So they put Daniel with them, so you got to get Slag. Wreck-Gar, and I can't remember the other one.
This is Sharktacon.
Yeah, see, it's like Wreck-Gar is okay, cool. But there's nothing like, it's not like Galvatron or something like that. So the fact that these were sold out so quickly, I think, first of all, it's great for the line, because we were talking in a few earlier episodes, we didn't know if they were going to continue to do the 86 line. I've always wanted Transformer, the movie figures. Just a really bizarre Wave 2. Really, there's not a lot of like face characters. They're all kind of just like...
Well, Wreck-Gar is a pretty unique character for that film, right? You know, like Wreck-Gar is probably the main character. I mean, the Sharktacon's obviously from an infamous scene. Are people going to army build with them to kind of make it a little bit better? I don't know. Daniel's obviously a huge draw, probably a bigger draw than Slag. I would rather have Swoop than Slag, to be honest, but, you know, it is what it is. Why he's not with Hot Rod?
Well, I guess because Daniel was riding on him. Yeah, but I agree with you. The Hot Rod figure that we got should have absolutely came with Daniel. But then, you know, people complain you wouldn't be able to put him in the car, blah, blah, blah. But so I'm hoping Wave 3 will have Spike and Bumblebee, because I will absolutely lose my shit if they have to bring out that 2-pack. Like, they have to. How great would that be? Who would you want to see? Springer?
Oh,
no.
RC, for sure. I want RC 100%. You know, Cyclonus would be great. Ultra Magnus, the obvious ones. I would, I'm curious. Will Rekgar be a rule of three so that you get them in the package, you can get them loose, and then you get a third one to transform and have them sit on the motorcycle?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I bought the whole first wave, which was difficult enough to acquire, and I found doubles. And because you and I collect so many lines, it was getting really expensive. So I got doubles of Hot Rod and I got doubles of Cup, but that was it. I didn't get a double of Grimlock because Grimlock was $70 Canadian. So that's a little much. So Rekgar, no, he doesn't really speak to me. I think he's a cool character. He debuted in the film, but
I like him. I like him. I never liked his original.
You just like Eric Idle. Figure. You like Eric Idle. Come on.
I like Weird Al Yankovic. Dare to be stupid, man. That's just where I come from. We have Daniel chiming in the comments. He goes, I know someone who has pre-ordered over 20 Sharktacons. That is commitment. I don't know if I have these pre-ordered. I think I do, to be honest, through Big Bad Toy Store. But I can't remember if I got them all. I'm pretty sure I got Daniel and Slag and Wrecker, but I don't think I got a Sharktacon. But I got them as soon as I saw them go up.
I have a really great Daniel figure from the 2002 Transformers Takara PVC line, and I have a Spike too that are actually with my Transformers, because for War for Cybertron they're the exact scale, and even the 86 they're the exact scale, and those are pretty damn awesome. Did you notice, I don't know if it's a prototype picture of the Slag, but you can see Daniel's face, like the helmet was on it, you couldn't see his face. Notice. So I really hope they make the dome clear, because I don't just want a generic like astronaut figure. I want to see Daniel's face. There's no reason
Daniel has exosuit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll come out, like if it snaps on or snaps off. That would be cool.
Or if he could transform, that would be sick, man. Yeah.
I don't want Transformers that transform. That's too much work, too much effort. I'm not going to be moving myself around so I can transform something called Transformers. Not going to happen.
It'll probably be like Wheelie, where you know, a few people we know have complained that Wheelie wasn't articulated enough, which I think is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, la-di-da to those people.
Yeah. How about you got Wheelie with Grimlock? I think that's pretty cool on its own, right?
It's never good enough. Give me the thing I want and then give me everything I didn't ask for. That's where it is.
Yeah.
That's where it is. And you know what? That's why those people act those way.
Since like that part of the film, Wheelie interacts with Grimlock so much, that's why he came with him. Like, they couldn't just bring out Wheelie by himself, and who else are you gonna pair him with? Grimlock.
Well, they didn't put Daniel with Hot Rod by that same logic.
Yeah, which really sucks. But they put him with Slag.
Yeah. Did you want to talk TMNT Ultimates Wave 5, or do you want to talk about the Mondo Masters of the Universe 12-inch 6-scale figures?
We could talk about the Turtle Ultimates all you want. This is more your gig than mine. I don't have any of these. So if you want to, feel free.
I thought you had some of the TMNT Ultimates. I thought you were going to get on board with some of the stuff at Heroes that they were getting in.
I had Raphael in my hand, and I couldn't do it. You're going to laugh. And this is full toy regrets here, too. I put him back. Oh, and that same day, you know what I got? The Pit Fighter Conan the Barbarian, which is an absolutely terrible action figure by Super 7. I've never said that about a Super 7 figure, but this Conan Pit Fighter figure, I did a review on it. It's so bad.
I remember.
So I got him instead of Raphael. Regrets, absolutely.
Well, the good news is I believe you can actually pre-order just the four turtles if you want through Big Bad Toy Store. Same original price. You're going to get the variant color weapons because it's a second issue, but then, you know, you're not going to miss out on any of them. So if that's something you want,
To get it. Yeah, I'm going to live with that when you come over. Like, oh, nice turtles, bootleg weapons. It's like the G.I. Joe accessory pack. They're a different color.
This is what happened is they basically offered colored and non-colored weapons, which was not going to be the case, but they did it for fans before the first wave announced. And then they basically only offered the painted ones after the fact. So you get painted weapons, but everybody else gets them on the rack as well. So
Okay. Yeah.
So you're still going to get the figures with the weapons and everything. It's good. You're missing out, man. These figures are amazing. And Wave 5 had Leatherhead, which you and I both have always loved Leatherhead, and he's a long figure, so the box is deeper than the traditional one. It had Ray Fillet, which is the Stingray guy, and they're looking at color-changing paint for him so that when you put him in water, he actually changes. They had Krang and the little mobile walker, and they had Samurai Leo as the four that they're offering.
Yeah, none of that does it for me. Again,
oh, Leatherhead man with his shotgun. Are you kidding?
Leatherhead, sure, but I mean, like, the Samurai Leo, like that. What's that from Turtles 3 or whatever?
No, it's just Samurai Leo. And you should know that every wave going forward, there's going to be a turtle in one of the four slots from like a different, I don't know, like a different theme turtle. So there's like Undercover Dawn, there's Sports Star, you know, Raphael or whatever, and there's,
so you're always going to get a turtle in each wave.
You're going to get a turtle in each wave at a different variance, so that you don't have to deal with like four samurai turtles. But I'm telling you, I like you, not a huge fan of anything after, you know, the first 14, 20 figures or whatever. All Samurai Leo never had growing up, but he looks really awesome because of the detail that they put on him and all the accessories he comes with. Like, it looks like a badass figure.
Well, I will take a second look, but I'm so easily persuaded. I know. I don't want any of those figures. I think you want to look again. You know what? Maybe I'll take another look at
them. Maybe I'll take another look at there. And Krang, you remember Krang with the little mobile walker, not the android. He's got the guns and stuff. You get two different versions of him in that as well, so that it's kind of a little bit more bang for your buck. And he looks really cool as well. Ray Fillet, again, past my time, but Leatherhead, man, you were such a huge fan of Leatherhead, and the detail on his shotgun alone is crazy. So take another look at Wave 5. I know you're not into the Disney Ultimates that also got released, but man, I was stoked when I saw Robin Hood, both in his traditional outfit and the stork costume. Like, you get two figures in one right there, plus Alice from Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter, and then I think the hippo. Hyacinth or Hyacinthia from Fantasia was the fourth figure there. So again, Super 7 knocking out of the park.
Do you have all those?
I've got them all pre-ordered. All of them pre-ordered. Robin Hood is a rule of three figure for me.
Wow.
Because I want him in Stork outfit and regular. And Prince John from Wave 1 is rule of two figure for me. Because it's,
you know, it's Robin Hood, so. It's funny you mentioned Super 7 because where the heck is Wave 2 of Thundercats?
It's coming. Like, Wave 2 of Turtles is supposed to be this month, and Wave 2 of Thundercats is supposed to be later this month or July, I believe. Everything got delayed with COVID, and that's been the biggest problem.
Sure. And I'm didn't
Wave 3 come out first, though?
Didn't
Wave 3 of Thundercats come out first or something? And then,
like, there's only been Wave 1. There's only been one wave. Four
that
figures.
That whole line... Thundercats has always been plagued. I don't know why. Maddie Collector tried to do Thundercats, and they got a few figures out, and they even had some con exclusives, and then I think Super 7 took it over initially, and then it stopped, and now Super 7 has brought it back. They seem convinced and committed to doing everything for Thundercats, so I have faith, chalking it up to pandemic, that it'll roll out, but...
It's I love how Super 7... They preview their figures so far in advance. And we were talking a year in advance, you know, and that's great. But they've shown off four waves of Thundercats Ultimates, and we've got one. And I'm not crapping on anybody who has to work in factories and build these things during these tough times at all. It's crazy that they've previewed up to four waves already. And we're
always
in some obscure territory, right? Medosa Custom says Wave 2 is set for the fall. Wow. Wave 2 is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So they've swapped the position on when those come out. But yeah, you know, I mean, we joked in one of our episodes of the Jay and Rob Toy Show that it's essentially the Star Wars early bird certificate program all over again. Yeah. Pre-order this thing, and in a year time, we send you your figures, and that's how it goes. And Super 7 has a policy of basically being a year out all the time. So when Wave 1 ships, they offer Wave 5 so that there's only ever four waves of figures as a buffer, so that you basically every quarter end up getting new ones once you hit Wave 5. Which, you know, it's uncomfortable because you never know what you're getting, and, you know, you almost forget that a year ago you paid money for this stuff. And, You know, if it's not as described, then what are you going to do? Especially in Canada when you pay for shipping and duty.
Yeah, and mine are through Big Bad too. So, you know, that's going to be over $200 a wave. But hey, that's a price you pay for being a collector.
Did you get in on the Mondo Keldor figure that was kind of revealed, I think, about 3 weeks ago at this time?
Is that the 12-inch one?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a 12-incher. That's not my style.
Oh, I'm 12 inches all day long, my friend.
I heard you're about you're 3.75. I heard was about.
No, that's you. You're sub micro. Nah. You're the mask 2-inch. You even wear a little helmet on just in case sometimes.
I'm a solid 6. I'm a solid 6. Yeah.
Not anymore, you ain't. You used to be. You've gone sub-micro battle.
What it goes away.
You're a little battle beast. Away. You rub your little deckle, and then you get all interesting.
I'm calling the police. This broadcast is over.
Keldor comes out. I forget what day it was, but it sold out, Jay. First of all, people were making fun of the sculpt, and I'm saying he looked like Undertaker, like a blue Undertaker, which isn't wrong. But this figure sold out in like 2 hours, which is unheard of for... the Mondo Masters figures, which for I think most people is a real pick and choose line because there's no consistent vision or style that I think everybody is completely on board with. They do have some very cool looking figures and some not so kind of leave it figures.
Yeah, we got to get our hands on He-Man and Skeletor and play with those a bit. And both you and I weren't really huge fans of them. No. So that's kind of my basis for why. I mean, obviously Hordak is my favorite villain, but I can't do it. And the way everything is set up in this studio here, I don't want to say I don't have room for it, but it would just look out of place. I don't really have the Darth Vader that we used for Action Figure Adventure, my 12-inch Kenner one. I have that down here, but I don't really have giant figures. Again, more importantly, I didn't really like the Skeletor and He-Man. They looked great. Yeah. I remember we couldn't stand them up. We tried, and the weapons wouldn't stand their hands. And I don't know if it was just the examples we got, but I wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah, so much to the point that I had already bought some, and I sold them after that experience. But they released Merman and Man-at-Arms since then, and I picked both of those guys up because they are fantastic figures, and they are way easier to pose and way easier to put, you know, weapons in. It's not like, you know, a classics figure where it's very manipulative. You can't manipulate it that well. There's still some limitations, but I missed out on Keldor. I could have bought it. I didn't like it enough. I'm a huge fan of the whole Keldor mythology, but I did get Hordak when they announced him, and he looks really cool. And we saw Mondo designing Hordak when we were filming in their studios in LA. So it was pretty cool to see Hordak, and I think the limited edition Hordak one sold out in a few hours as well, but the regular edition is still available, I believe.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing yours.
Whenever we're allowed to hang out, I guess. Whenever it's supposed to ship in September, which is also a nice thing. It's only a few months away. Do you have an action figure to showcase this week for Action Figure?
I do. Yeah. Yeah, I came prepared. Mine... to everyone in the US of A, this is absolutely nothing exciting for you. In fact, he is a peg warmer. But for whatever reason, He-Man and Skeletor for the Origins line never came here. Or if they did, nobody I know ever saw it. So I got two of each. So our good buddy John Pompa sent me the first set, and our other good buddy Scott Wadd sent me the second set. So this is just plain old He-Man. And all you US people are laughing. Like, I can go to the variety store and get this for like 5 cents. And that's great. But I just wanted the original He-Man and the original Skeletor. And I got two of each. So one's on the wall. And this guy is going to get opened today, actually, with a Battle Cat. So it's very exciting to me. Might not be too exciting for our viewers. But hey, that's the way she goes. Now let's see what you got in the box over here.
Well, I got two boxes, so I'm not sure which one to open. Should I open the bigger one or the smaller one? So the bigger one's on the bottom, smaller one's on top. What do you think?
Is one from Amazon, or are they both?
No.
Just
no, one is not from Amazon. It's a repurposed box.
Let's do the big one. Always go big.
Let's go big. So I'll move this one over here. This one. Okay. This one is from our good friend Motu Joe. All right. I'm gonna make my screen bigger here so everybody can see. This is from our good friend Motu Joe. And I couldn't believe it. And I still haven't seen this in person. So I don't know. This is going to be a real reaction, folks. A real reaction. He does his thing where Motu Joe finds stuff and figures things out. And he's going all over the place because he's in a position where you can go collecting and toy hunting in the U.S. And he took pity on his friend from Canada. And he was able to, despite having surgery in the morning. Oh, this is so cool. This is so cool.
We can't see it. Turn it to the camera. Psst.
Okay. I'm building suspense.
Oh yeah,
that's so cool. He had surgery in the morning, but he went out of his way to make sure that he could get this. And he sealed it so well. And it's packaged and it's really nice.
So, I think it's past your bedtime. Run along.
Now, this is a line I don't like at all. This is a line I don't collect. In fact, I'll give this to the highest bidder right now. No,
speaking of that, I've got two of those waiting over here for you that you don't like either, by the way. But carry on.
Oh, yeah. I hate this line is the worst.
But I have all of them.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I really don't know what else to say.
Hold that baby up. That one, I had to get off eBay. I got it right away because that one you're holding in your hand is going to do nothing but increase in value, especially when Smith's He-Man drops. That figure set is crazy. It's so wicked. And that's the figure set I saw where I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm all in for this line because they were doing really obscure characters like Kildor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yep, let's go.
It's cool to see Kildor at this scale is really interesting because we've only seen him in the classics up to now. So it's awesome. Kronos is an interesting Smurf looking, like he looks like a he Smurf, but you know,
Kronos, whatever you want to call him, Kronos. Everyone keeps joking that he looks like a toy from Robot Chicken.
Oh my goodness.
If they were going to parody Trapjaw, that's what it would look like, kind of thing.
I went nuts for this when they announced it at PowerCon, though, 2 years ago. And they said, oh, this is coming. And of course, they said Target exclusive. And I thought, well, I'll never get it, which is always a shame. But Motu Joe took pity on me. I had some really interesting stuff kind of go sideways on me. And he said, you know what, man, I'm going to help you out. I think you need the power of Grayskull on a day like today. And I'm going to make sure that you got it. And I said, man, look, you're a huge He-Man collector, too. Yeah, at that time, he only had one. I don't know if he has more. I said, you should have it. Rule of two, open one. I said, I'm not even into that line. I think it's the worst line ever. And he said, nope, you can have it. And I said, well.
It's not worse than Captain Power. There's no way.
Captain Power is 10 times better than Origins. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Kronos looks like he should be part of Dick Tracy. That's what he should
Dick, what? He does look. Yeah. It's cool to see. And I don't know if they ever made Trapjaw like that before. I don't ever remember seeing one like that. If they made like
one
before he got his jaw ripped off or whatever happened to the poor guy.
Yeah. I mean, they show him in 2002, right? I'm surprised this didn't have a 2002 sticker on it like the Evil Inn one does. Because that's where both of these characters, we've seen them before. But yeah. Shout out to Motu Joe for sending this along. A huge help. And even though the line is garbage, I'm really happy to have this.
He's such a good dude. And again, just everyone in this community is just awesome. I love you guys.
It's been fun to be back talking toys, man. I mean, it's been 2 months and obviously some big drops have happened. You've been doing stuff on your end. You decided to get a good camera and microphone so people can actually listen and see you, which is a
nice. I don't look like 8-bit J anymore. I just look like regular J, shiny
Stadium J.
Stadius J. What?
Stadium J. Did you know that copies of stadium events now are selling for six figures?
Don't tell me this.
Oh yeah. And I'm talking right. really beat up ones are selling for over six figures US right now. We can talk more about figures. That.
Yeah, talk more about that off camera.
More six figure dollies. Anyways, that'll do it for another episode of the Jay and Rob Toy Show. Jay, where can people find you if they don't already know? And who is winning in the subscriber count between you, the Exorcist, and the Chef?
the chef dropped off. He's no longer recommended, and I didn't follow him, so I probably should subscribe, I should say, to him. I'm gaining on The Exorcist. I'm about 1,300, and he's at 1,800. Wow. So I've noticed that he's been slacking a little bit in the removing the demons from people, and I've been pushing hard on the toy reviews. So I'm coming for you, Demon Slayer.
I've noticed. I mean, you're anyway, almost exclusively doing Origins nowadays, which is horrible.
Well, my last video drops today for Wave 5. I put Fisto and Evelyn together because I didn't think they would do so well singly, so I put both of them together in one video. But yeah, I mean, it's been fun to do Wave 5. Anyway, I am Jay Bartlett on YouTube and all social media, so check me out. I love talking dollies and video games.
And you can find me at Robin Zob on Instagram, on Twitter, and of course, follow us on Action Figure Adventure on Instagram at the Jay and Rob Toy Show as well. Again, the Jay and Rob Toy Show comes at you exclusively on Super Channel Jinx Esports TV in Canada, Wednesday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. Our Patreon backers are going to get a little sneak peek of that. And Action Figure Adventure, the series that really prompted the beginning of the show to begin with, is coming to Amazon Prime very, very soon, as well as Apple TV. Awesome. So you can own it digitally, and only a handful of copies left of that magical Blu-ray at Big Bad Toy Store right now. So if you want this, now's your chance to get it. Otherwise, we'll see you on Amazon Prime, hopefully. Any parting words, Jay? I don't know when we're going to do this again.
Can I get one of them Blu-rays? Like, can I have one? Because I was, you know, I was
when you watch the Jay and Rob Toy Show, you can have a Blu-ray.
Okay. So
I don't even think you've watched all these episodes.
Yes,
only one episode comes out on June 16th.
Only one episode. Gotta wait.
You gotta wait.
You know what? I'm gonna make my own Action Figure Adventure starring me. How do you like that? Wait.
What?
Yeah, it's been fun. I hope we get to do this again soon. I know we're on the off season, but let's definitely make it happen again soon. It's fun talking with everybody as well. And thanks for everyone who showed up today and talked about dollies. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So we end all these shows with our famous, now infamous catchphrase that deserves to be on a poster or at least on a t-shirt for Danny. For the love of toys and the warmth of scarves, take care of yourself.
And each other.
Because playtime, Jay,
is the best time, Rob.
Ching. Damn right.
Damn right.
Cheers, everybody.